This is KNKX. As college football fans prepare to watch a shortened season in the Pac-12, we're learning more from KNKX sports commentator Art Teal about what the conference is doing ahead of the first games on November 7th to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Governor Jay Inslee said this week that Washington colleges and universities have had 35 COVID-19 outbreaks, totaling more than 800 cases. Art, how does that impact the sports teams at the University of Washington? What should the athletic department say?
I think they should say, stay away from Greek Row, because that's really a hot spot in Seattle for the coronavirus. And college kids tend to do what college kids do. They flout the laws. They think they're indestructible. And it's really dangerous for the rest of the community. And I'm sure that the athletes, particularly the football team, are going to stay away from Greek Row and try to continue going online for classes and doing nothing else but that and going to football practice. So far, so good.
The Pac-12 has unveiled a COVID-19 testing program that is quite rigorous. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's the best out there, at least in terms of trying to get football teams through a college season. And it's different than the other conferences that are already playing football, or the Big Ten, which is starting this week. The Pac-12 won't start until November 7th. Up until then, they've got a very aggressive plan which calls for daily antigen testing of every player before practice, as well as one or two times a week the more sensitive PCR testing, which can really find very small amounts of the virus in subjects. So what that is the highest level of safety and security that they can provide the players and still get practices in. And they're getting rapid turnaround on those antigen results so that they can identify a player within 24 hours of contracting the virus. This is all about containing the spread, because we've seen in other colleges around the country, 15, 20, 25 players have contracted the virus because one or two players went outside their quote-unquote bubble. And if the Pac-12 can control that, they have a good chance to complete their 7-game season, whereas other teams in the other conferences really have had a hard time with this because it's just difficult to control college players on a campus environment.
So what happens if there's an outbreak?
Well, the Pac-12 is prepared to miss games because there's no buys in this 7-game schedule. Normally they play 11 or 12 games, and they've reduced it because they think they can minimize the impacts by controlling the spread, but they're prepared to lose one or two games per team, and they've devised an elaborate tiebreaker scheme to try to get to a champion. And they've also required that local health officials can shut it all down if they determine that in this fall surge that we're experiencing now, the hospital infrastructure is incapable of handling all the extra patients they would get because of COVID-19. So we're just going to have to watch and wait. The season is going to end December 18th, no matter what. How many games the Pac-12 will play will be a mystery until we see it, but it's probably going to be a better ratio than anywhere else in the country.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.